And you say, no. No, I don't want you to go down there. Well, we're going to his brother's car. Son, you can't go. The thing is, no, man, you're only 4. He's 5. Neither one of you can drive. And I don't like these 14-year-old girlfriends you got. You're only 5, you know? Now, the answer is no. And he says, well, why? And you say, well, because it's ridiculous. It's against the law, and you don't have a license. But he can overcome that, can't he? He's operating on an emotional level, and you're operating on a cognitive level, and you pass in the night. Now, wait a minute. Just a second here. You mean you think this kid is going to listen to you? Listen to this. Well, why not, mother? Well, because it's too far and it's against the law. Do you think that little kid is going to say, geez, I never thought of that. Gee, Dad, thanks. What a guy. What a guy. You really care for me. You really love me. Is that what happens over to your house? When this kid says, why, and you say, why, and then you tell him, he says, geez, Dad, that's great. I'm going to go tell the guys. Man, we didn't know that. When that kid says, why, do you think he's after more data? Do you think he's after data? No. He's like one of those salesmen, man. They get me in the back room. I won't say who it is. They get me down here in the car lot, see? I'm dumb enough to walk along, and some guy gets me, and I'm looking at a car, and I'd like one, but he's got me in the back room. He thinks he's got a live one. And he says, why can't you take it now? And if I give him an answer, what does he do? He overcomes it. Well, that's blue. I wanted a green one. You want a green one? We got a green one. Oh, you know? Well, that's really, I needed 4 doors instead of 2. We got a 4 door. Every time I throw up an ejection, what happens? He overcomes it, man. And he says, well, why not? I only got 1 left, man. I don't dare say what it is, or I'm going to walk out of there with a car. Is that true? I don't want to buy that thing. Every time you give an objection, all they do is want to beat it down, isn't it? That kid is not after more data. He's not going to say, well, that's right. We are too young. We don't have a license, and these girls are 10 years older than we are. And besides that, there's drugs and everything else down there. Dad, I didn't know that. I really appreciate it. What a guy. Man, we're so lucky to have parents in this world. Your kids do not talk like that, do they? No way. And whenever you say why, you're stepping into the trap, and you're being stupid. So you don't say why. You don't say why. Guess what you say? Sweetheart, I understand you'd like to go. Now, you don't get into the cognitive thing. You don't get into the argument. You don't give reasons why. I understand you would like to go, and I understand that you think it would be okay at 4 years old to go down to San Diego. I'm sure it's going to be an exciting time. I agree with you, probably nothing would happen. Can you reach the pedals? Well, yeah, okay, well, I'll push the pedals. I'll be on the floor pushing the pedals while he drives. I'm sure it would work out fine, probably, and I'm probably frightened for nothing, but the answer is no. But Mama, why? Nevertheless, the answer is no. Is anything else? Is there anything else? And he's going on and on and on. You say, nevertheless, the answer is no. And he's going nuts because this is called a deflector, the nevertheless. And there's a regardless. You can use regardless. Don't get smart and say life's tough. You know, don't do that. Don't do that because you got him. And what you say is, nevertheless, this is my answer. Well, why? And then this is how you answer. You don't say because of this reason and this. You don't get into the cognitive thing. You get into the feeling thing.